My name's Ken Whiteman, and I was in the Air Force from 1942 right until the end of the war. I left the Air Force at the end of the war and then rejoined again in 1950 and served right up to 1970 as a physical training instructor. But my first session with the Air Force was in the war. I was air crew. I was a rear gunner, or trained to be a rear gunner. And fortunately, I survived the war.
Now, this isn't your first trip to East Kirkby, is it?
No, we came here exactly 2 minutes past three on the morning of the 30th of August 1944. We came in with one engine on fire and the other engine failing rapidly. It was a Wellington twin-engine bomber on OTU. And we'd been on a diversion raid the other side of the North Sea over Texel. When we arrived at Texel, as a part of the diversion group, we encountered something. I don't know if it was a night fighter or it was an anti-aircraft fire, but something hit the starboard engine, set it on fire, and we came back all the way over the North Sea with the engine on fire. We almost got back to base in Gloucestershire, Morton in the Marsh, when we diverted back up to this place, East Kirkby. And we tried to come in on one engine, and that failed right at the crucial moment. We came straight in and hit the deck at, I don't know what sort of speed it would be, but it broke the airplane up into pieces. But we survived. That was the main thing, we survived. The pilot was rather badly injured. He had a fractured humerus, scapula and spine. I was injured in the head and neck. And there's two unfortunate fellas in a dispersal shed that were demolished on the airfield. I understand that one was supposed to have had both ankles broken and the other one lost an eye, unfortunately. And we were the sort of only four casualties out of the whole episode. From then on, I went in the hospital for a while. Then I had to retrain, get a new crew and retrain. And by the time I'd finished my training, the war was almost over. And I eventually got posted onto 466 Australian Air Force Squadron at Driffield. Managed to do one daylight raid on a place called Vongarooge, and then the war was over, and that was me.
Can I ask how old you were when all this happened to you here?
I was 19 years old, and we were all about 19 in the first crew. I was in the crew that crashed. With the exception of the pilot, he was about 5 years older than us.
Did you feel 19, or did you feel immensely mature?
I don't really know. looking back on it, I suppose we didn't recognise danger. It was always going to be the other man, not us. And that was it, you know. We were all scared, definitely scared. We pretended not to be, but we were scared. And I don't think I'd like to fly with a pilot that wasn't a little bit scared, otherwise they take too many risks.